Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to this Patreon-only episode of Big Squid. I thought I'd take this opportunity to break down how the script for The Weekly worked. I was on The Weekly for Charlie Pickering Show in Australia on the ABC on the 10th of April, and I thought you might enjoy the process of how something like this works. So ostensibly they contacted me and asked me if I would like to be on, and then we threw around some ideas with my reference, with my point of contact person, Alicia McCormack, who was fantastic, really helpful. I couldn't be happier with how much easier she made things. And at first it was like, what are some things that we can talk about? We pitched some ideas. At one point they asked me to do something about shrinkage. And I wasn't really that enamored with that as an idea. But also I didn't say anything. I just kind of mused on it for a while. And then they came back to me with a new suggestion. And the suggestion was sleep tourism, and so that was great. Okay, I can work with that. I suffer from sleep apnea, so that is something that I'm across that I've probably thought about way too much. And this is the first draft, right? So they sent through some information for me, and this is the first draft that I wrote. So Charlie's opening line of, please welcome sleep hotel expert Justin Hamilton, to which I said, what a unique idea, sleeping in hotels. I've never thought to do that. In the past, I've used hotels for three reasons: to hide from my enemies, to hide from my friends, and to sit in my underwear crying while I eat a whole cake and watch both Paddington movies. Charlie, isn't this just a case of hotels rebranding themselves to try and make themselves relevant again? Me: absolutely, and it's a roll of the dice too, because for every success like Virgin Blue changing to Virgin Australia, there's a Vegemite iSnack 2.0 waiting in the wings. I made the fatal mistake of rebranding in the 2010s as a Silver Fox, set up an OnlyFans page, and only had one customer for 7 years. I'd also like to take this opportunity to say thank you, Charlie. I know I could have texted you that content, but that $7.99 a month got me through some dark times. Charlie, money well spent on my behalf, my little fuzzy man. Quick side note, fuzzy man has always been Charlie's nickname for me for 20 years. It's always made me laugh that that's his nickname for me. It's he's the only one who does it. But anyway, so money well spent on my behalf, my little fuzzy man. Getting back to the sleep hotel, some of these rooms are costing thousands of dollars a night. What do customers receive for that type of money? I said, well, it turns out some of these hotels have AI-powered beds that read your biometrics as you sleep and move accordingly. I'm totally against this. I reject cookies on my laptop and as a snack before I go to bed. If you want your bed to move, I have a better solution. It's three parts gin, two parts vodka. Knock back five of them and not only will your bed move, but the whole room will spin too. Charlie, while a sleep hotel seems like a bit of a rort, the lack of sleep has become a real problem. Me, that's right, with the health organization declaring it a public health epidemic. So I have three solutions. One, get stuck into the melatonin. That's helped me greatly, though you do need a script from your doctor if you're under 55. I tried to buy melatonin at the chemist and the woman asked how old I was. I said 51 and she said, you're too young. And I said, sorry? She said, you're too young. I said, can you say that again? And she said, you're too young. I'm so sorry. Am I not speaking loudly enough? And I said, no. I just figured this is the last time I hear that said that. I just figured this is the last time I'll hear that said to me. So I wanted to say for the moment. Charlie, what's your second solution? Me, become Amish. There's nothing to do and you'll get a great night's sleep. No electricity, no buttons, nothing to keep you up. You'll be sleeping by 9 p.m. and up at 4:30 a.m. As the great philosopher Weird Al once said, you'll be churning butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. Charlie, and what's your third solution? Me. Get tested for sleep apnea. That is when your body repeatedly stops and starts breathing over the course of the night. Before I was diagnosed with sleep apnea, I was always tired. I was really puffy. I honestly looked like I'd been stung by a bee or was having a shot of Botox every few hours. Charlie, so what happened? Me. My girlfriend at the time was worried. She'd lay next to me wondering if I was going to breathe at all, and then suddenly I'd try to inhale the room. So I went to hospital and had stayed overnight where they tested me. I think we have a photo here. And then we show the photo of me with being tested for sleep apnea. Why am I single, Charlie? Look at me. I look like a terrorist who bought all his gear from a cheapest chips. I look like I'm about to audition to play a monster on Doctor Who in the 80s. Hello, Doctor. We're the apnea. We won't sleep until you're dead. I look like I'm about to put on my one-man tribute band, Domo Arigato Mr. Roboto, the Sticks Down Under experience. Charlie, to be honest, this is one of my favourite photos you sent me on OnlyFans. How did the test go? Me. It was a revelation. I was diagnosed with sleep apnea and now sleep with a device that allows me to breathe clearly at night. Charlie, and your girlfriend must be wrapped. Well, to be honest, we broke up. It turns out sleeping next to someone who looks like a cross between Bane and a 17th century European plague doctor is not something she envisaged in her future. She broke up with me via text. I'll read it to you. It just says, yuck. But the good news is I'm much healthier and fingers crossed I'll live a long life where I can think about that text message for years to come. And then that was the end of the initial first draft. So I sent it through, and Alicia was really happy with it. It's too long, but you know it's better to overwrite and then edit. So we went through it, and one of the things that had gotten lost in the translation when she'd been in touch with me was that I hadn't been told that we needed to add video clips. And so they wanted me to reference, they were going to be referencing less of the story in the lead up, and I needed to reference a little bit more of it. So it was like, oh, okay. So once you're adding video to the script, that kind of really changes the flow of what you're talking about. So I went away, and this is the second draft. Now, that first draft, that came in at, let me just check, that came in at 818 words and three pages. This next one comes in at 642. So it's still three pages, but it's 642 words, and that shows you how much was cut out of this. So once again, we start with, oh, and anyway, yes, all right. So this is, sorry, I was about to jump, ahead, but let's go through the script and then you can hear some of the changes already. So Charlie, would you please welcome sleep hotel expert Justin Hamilton. Remember the good old days when your mummy would make a special lunchtime drink and then you'd spend the rest of the day with Auntie Vicky? Well, put away the rosé and soda water because we now have this. And then it was a video clip talking about dream vacations, and it's the woman saying that she really needs this. And it comes back to me. You and me both, lady. Hotels are no longer somewhere you go to eat cake and cry while you watch both Paddington movies. They're somewhere you can actually sleep. And boy, are they getting fancy. And then in the next video clip, it's them talking about, you know, the room's quiet and the temperature is like at the perfect level, and they do their best to make you feel comfortable. And then it comes back to me saying, a hotel room that is quiet, temperature controlled and comfortable. In the past, I've just been wrapped if I didn't get a rash, but this feels like the future, Charlie. Charlie, what else can we expect from inside these hotels? Well, and then me. Well, rather than have me explain, let this totally relatable guy show you. And then this was like a 20-second clip of a guy going into one of these rooms, and he's introduced to jars that have labels that say "smells like sleep." There's him with a handheld massage that he's pushing into his chest, and then there's people. He wears a face mask and he lays on the ground and has infrared lighting placed on him. So we watched that for 20 seconds, and then it came back to me saying, from jars of morning breath, and then we'd show a screen grab of the smells like sleep, to handheld orgasm machines, and then it was the video of the guy going holding the massage gun, and then to getting into cosplay like a high-tech Michael Myers, which is then the guy with the mask on the yoga mat. The future is here, and it has never been more relaxing. Charlie, isn't this just a case of hotels rebranding themselves to try and make themselves relevant again? And then I kept this line. Absolutely, and it's a roll of the dice, because for every success like Virgin Blue becoming Virgin Australia, there's a Vegemite Ice Snack 2.0. I tried to rebrand in the 2010s as a Silver Fox, set up an OnlyFans page, and had one customer for 7 years. I'd also like to take this opportunity to say thank you, Charlie. I know I could have texted you that content, but that $7.99 a month got me through some darkness. So even though you've heard that line, as you can see, I've already added another line. I know I could have texted you that content, and comes back to Charlie. Money well spent, my little funny man, fuzzy man. Hasn't a lack of sleep become a real problem in the 21st century? And then it's me saying, the World Health Organization has declared it a public health epidemic affecting everyone across the world apart from the Amish. The Amish, says Charlie. In a world without electricity, divorce or buttons, what's the point of staying awake past 9 p.m? I can honestly say buttons are the main reason I can't get to sleep, but they're just too exciting. So I took out the Weird Al reference, even though that made me laugh. I felt like it was a bit too in, and so I rewrote it to be a joke about the excitement of buttons. Charlie, is there anything else people can do to get a good night's sleep? Yes, get tested for sleep apnea. That's when your body stops and starts breathing throughout the night. Before I was diagnosed, I was always tired. I was puffy. I looked like I was mixing Botox with my morning coffee. Charlie, so what happened? Well, my girlfriend at the time was worried I was going to die in my sleep, so I checked into a hospital where they tested me. Here's a photo. Once again, the same sleep apnea image. I look like a terrorist who bought all his gear from a Cheap as Chips or an 80s Doctor Who villain. Domo arigato, Mr. The Roboto, Charlie. Charlie, I feel like we should have put up a content warning before this went to air. How did the test go? Me. It was a revelation. I did have sleep apnea and now sleep with a device that allows me to breathe clearly at night. And your girlfriend must be wrapped. Well, we broke up. It turns out sleeping next to someone who looks like a cross between Bane and a 17th century European plague doctor is not something she was up for. She broke up with a simple text that read, "Yuck, the good news is I'm healthier, and fingers crossed I'll live a long life so I can continue to obsess about that message for years to come." So that was draft two. So then I flew down to Melbourne and was in at the office for the day. And then it turned out they were changing the intro. Now,
hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Well, the intro was going to be about daylight savings and people having trouble being able to get to sleep. So it's like, okay, so that changes everything at the start, which means I now had to do more heavy lifting with explanation of what the topic is. Also, you know, even though the OnlyFans joke, you know, Alicia liked it and it made her laugh, but she said we kind of need to stay closer to the topic, and that would be something that would be edited. So why don't we take it out now, which is great. Like, what you really want when you go on someone's show is you just want someone to explain exactly what is needed and what is wanted. It just makes everything so much easier. And as I said to you earlier, working with Alicia was fantastic. It just really gave me some clarity on which direction to go. So this was the so there were a few variations, and then this was the third and final script. So this ends up being 654 words, and you hear immediately how this changes. So this is what was recorded, and then I reckon if you watch the clip, you'll see what made it. So Charlie's intro is now, "Here to help us sleep through the night, would you please welcome sleep hotel expert Justin Hamilton?" And then it's me. "Charlie, there's good news on the horizon for all those people sleeping, struggling to get a good night's sleep, and I can sum it up in two words, sleep tourism." So then we go to the first clip of the reporter saying, "Dub sleep tourism, the idea has people book trips just to get a good night's sleep," and it's the lady saying, "You just take vacation time to sleep? I just think I need this." And then it comes straight to me saying, "Yes, hotels aren't just a place for getting drunk and crying while you watch both Paddington movies. Now you can sleep in them." As you can see, I've reduced that. So that was a much longer line in the first draft, and now it's just drunk, crying, Paddington. Bang, bang, bang. So what makes a sleep hotel so special? So then we go to the next clip, and it's, "Hotels create environments that are best for rest, quiet, temperature controlled, and comfortable." And so this comes to me saying, "Wow, it sounds like a sleep hotel is a hotel. What's next? Eating restaurants, exercise gyms, sex brothels. Is tautology a go-go?" Now, in the original intro, Charlie was the one who, when he was setting up the sleep hotels, said eating restaurants and exercise gyms. But because they weren't using that, I then took that and placed it in here, added sex brothels, and it's tautology a go-go. This is how collaboration works. So this came in really handy. And also, wow, it sounds like a sleep hotel is a pause hotel. You know, it's just a good thing to perform. So as soon as I've said it's tautology a go-go, Charlie says, "Who will sleep tourism appeal to the most?" And I'm like, "I'm guessing overtired parents, the socially anxious, and the xenophobic." Now, this was, once again, they, in their original intro, said that they thought sleep tourism would appeal to overtired parents and the socially anxious. And so I took those two lines and added the xenophobic. And then Charlie says, "The xenophobic?" And I say, yes, now they can fly to a foreign country, go straight to the hotel, sleep, experience none of the culture, then fly back with some firm views on what that country gets wrong. It's the closest they'll get to feeling like a 1970s Australian cricketer. Charlie, what happens inside the rooms to help people feel so relaxed? And I said, there's all sorts of little treats, from jars of morning breath. And so we showed the clip of that, a still of the guy who, remember in the previous version, there was a 20-second clip, so of the guy experiencing a sleep hotel. This time we just had a still of the jars. And so even though it says smells like morning, so jars of morning breath, that's my joke over the top of what people are reading. Then doing yoga while dressed as Michael Myers from Halloween. This was a still of the guy with the white mask on the yoga mat. I added the word Halloween because in the read-through, Charlie said, do you think everyone will know that Michael Myers is from Nightmare on Elm Street? And I said, he's from Halloween. And that kind of made the point, didn't it? Right there and then. Oh, yeah, we better state where this guy's from. So the joke just has a little explanation for anyone who doesn't quite follow. And then my next line is, they also have handheld orgasm machines. And we show that guy going, holding the massager and saying, that's the stuff. And initially I had it as jars of morning breath, the handheld orgasm machine, and then Mike Myers from Halloween. Charlie said, why don't we flip it? So we flipped it, so we finished on the handheld orgasm machine. And then when we were joking around in the read-through, Alicia, like we were calling it lots of different things. And Charlie said, you know, isn't that a... And we were joking around, and then Alicia said, cum gun, and we laughed so hard. And Charlie said, actually, Justin, isn't that a... And I came in and went, yeah, it's a cum gun. I was just trying to be polite. And said that to Charlie in the room, and everyone laughed. And I was like, so should we add this to the script? And they were like, yeah, absolutely, let's do this. All right, okay. So that's how cum gun makes the cut. Then Charlie says, so how big is the problem of lack of sleep? So this is the point where you want the script to make sure that we come back to the topic of sleep and this topic of sleep tourism. You never want to get too far away from the topic that you're discussing. So he says, how big is the problem of lack of sleep? The World Health Organization has declared it a public health epidemic affecting everyone across the world except for the Amish. The Amish? In a world without electricity, divorce or buttons, what's the point of staying awake past 9 p.m? I can honestly say buttons are the main reason I can't get to sleep. They're just too exciting. And so then Charlie says, so what makes you an expert on sleep? And so I say, I have a disorder known as sleep apnea. That's when you stop breathing throughout the night, and when your body finally gasps for breath, you inhale most of the room and choke to death on your duvet. My girlfriend diagnosed it. She'd lay next to me worried I was going to die in my sleep, either from a heart attack or from her smothering me with a pillow so she could get some sleep. So here's me doing the test. The photo goes up. Charlie, that's hot stuff. And I say, I look like a terrorist who bought all his gear from a cheap as chips, or I'm about to audition to be an 80s Doctor Who villain, Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto. Now, what I didn't do was add a line, and I kept it in my back pocket just to make Charlie laugh in the room. So I didn't add this to the script. I just had it ready to go. So when I said audition to be an 80s Doctor Who villain, I added the line, I look like an android just disrespected me. Like, I don't mind, mate, but you've got to ask permission first. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto, right? So, and that took Charlie by surprise. He's a really good person to work with. He lost it. Like, it went down extremely well in the room. But I didn't know if it would make the cut or not, and it kind of wasn't necessary. Do you know what I mean? Like, it didn't have to make the cut. Sometimes you just want something for in the room. This is obviously going to be edited down, so as long as there's heaps of jokes all the way through it, you might as well roll the dice on a dumb line like that and a funny line like that, because if it doesn't make the cut, you've said heaps of jokes anyway, so you're fine. So after that, Charlie says, and your girlfriend must be rapt that you're now cured. And I say, we broke up. Turns out sleeping next to someone who looks like, and then we put up a photo of a 17th century European plague doctor isn't something she signed up for. Now, while that camera was up, that was great because on a little chair next to me, I could lean down and pick up a hand massage gun. So I could say the next line, the good news is when I check into a sleep hotel, not only am I paying for a single, and then at that point I hold up the massage gun, but I also don't have to share the handheld orgasm machine. And I turn that on. Charlie says, please thank you. Please thank Justin Hamilton. And then it's me holding it against my chest saying, thank you, Charlie. So you can see in many ways it keeps its form, but it then also ends up, you know, it keeps the form, but it changes quite radically all the way through and ends up, you know, this is why you have to write and rewrite and, you know, it ends up being like a 2.5 minute piece, I think. But, you know, like so much work goes into it to make sure that you get the wording right, to make sure that you get the flow of it, that you're never straying too far from the topic, that you kind of make it a little bit personal so people get a sense of who you are as well. All of that. And, yeah, so I've that's the process. So now I reckon if you watch the clip, then you can see where it ended up. As you can tell, I changed some of the wording as I'm reading an auto cue just to make things a little bit easier. And you can see what they edited out and what they kept in. And that gives you a sense of the process of creating on a TV show. So there you have it. I hope you find that interesting. Like lots of people ask me questions about this stuff, and I thought this was, you know, sometimes trying to go through the process of a show is really dense. You know, it's too many drafts, and it's, you know, it's 8,000 to 10,000 words, and I think you'd get lost in it. But with this, you can kind of follow it as a 1, 2, 3. I might even you know what I might do is I'll write this on the Patreon, but I'll attach the drafts as well, so you can have a read, and then you can really get your head around it. But there you go. That is how I crafted that segment. I hope you find it funny. I hope I haven't, you know, the old saying, you can dissect a frog to see how it lives, but you can't put it back together again. You know, hopefully I haven't ruined it for you. Yeah, that's the process of writing. And there it is, right there for you. Okay, there'll be, I'm about to go on the road soon, but I'm going to try and get you another Patreon-only episode before I go. And keep an eye out for the latest podcast, which is about my favourite books of last year. Not the books that were only released last year, my favourites from reading it. So I say it on the podcast, but I couldn't find the list, and it was, like, for the life of me, couldn't find it on the computer. Eventually found it in a place that I deliberately put it so I wouldn't lose it. So yeah, so that happened. So that's why that took, that was meant to come out last week. What a year. All right. I hope you're well. Thank you for being a Patreon subscriber, and we'll be back soon. Until then.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.